Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. We have a new podcast for you today. My name is Teacher Rob.
And my name is Dahlia.
So our new podcast is called This or That, where we are going to be discussing two similar options and choosing which one we think is the best and giving perfect, very clear arguments as to why our choice is totally correct and
fighting to the death.
Exactly, exactly. This is big combat style debate.
Debating.
Or we just agree and we'll see how that goes.
I highly doubt it. We'll agree.
I hope not. It would be more interesting if not. So, Dahlia, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? I'm sorry, I always used to say with Steph on the podcast that that's such a boring answer, but I'm pretty good.
I'm also pretty good. Boring is correct. Have you been up to anything interesting or fun recently?
Well, anybody who knows me knows that my life is not very interesting. But what have I been doing? I've been running. That's been fun.
Uh-huh.
Enjoying that, tidying up my house. I've just moved house, so I've been dealing with that, which is kind of boring but exciting at the same time.
That's exciting. Are you enjoying the new place?
I am indeed. Yeah, I'm constantly cleaning because I'm now on my own. So anybody who lives alone knows that. But yeah, it's nice to have full control of my space. Now I can be a control freak, but there's nobody to criticize me.
That sounds like a perfect arrangement. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Not so much. I'm planning a trip to Spain, hopefully in a couple of months. It is a nightmare getting a visa for my wife, but it's all fun and games. And I went to see a movie at the cinema the other day. Maybe some of our students will know it. It's called Hamnet.
Hamnet, not Hamlet.
Hamnet. No, this is the thing. It's meant to be based on the play of Hamlet, but it's a movie that's kind of suggesting the play Hamlet is inspired by the death of William Shakespeare's son called Hamnet.
Will you think I'm a Philistine if I say that I have never watched or read Hamlet? I have no idea what it's about. I just know there's a scene with a skull. To be or not to be, is that Hamlet?
Yes, exactly. That's the famous bit of it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd be interested to see what students think of the movie. I think it's kind of like a 7 out of 10. It's really, really trying to make you cry the entire movie.
Okay.
And I was very, very not emotional because I don't think it worked very well. But in the cinema, several people were what I call ugly face crying.
Ugly face crying.
At the end, which isn't just a kind of single tear thing. It's kind of
a snotty, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. I remember hearing that for the first time from Adele when she won an award and she was like, sorry for my ugly cry face.
Okay.
But I think you have pretty high standards, don't you? Have you ever seen a film that's 10 out of 10?
Yes. Yes, I have, but not many.
Oh.
Not many.
Wow. Which films for you are 10 out of 10?
No. I'm going to save that. That will come up in another podcast.
I thought that's a rule for people with high standards that you never give anything a 10 out of 10 because it means it can't get better and perfection doesn't exist.
I would say there's like a couple of movies I give 10 out of 10, not because they are perfect because nothing is perfect, but just I think that it's about as good as a movie I've ever seen is. We sure will.
Interesting. Okay, we'll have to debate this another day because we digress.
Okay, we can do this or that. We could do you pick your favourite movie, I pick mine, and we argue which is better. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Anyway, that's not what we're doing today. We are talking about today. We have two choices. And our first choice, this, is eating hot soup in summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is drinking iced coffee in the winter. I didn't know this, but apparently this is quite common in Korea.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Korean drink.
Absolutely. I didn't know this. I had no idea it was.
One of my students said that the way he, because we were talking about whether Korean people can tell if other people are Korean and how. And some people say it's through like style, makeup. Quite a few people said, like in London, if you see someone wearing a trench coat and drinking an iced Americano in the winter, they're Korean.
I love trench coats.
My students also, when we used to be in London in an office, we would get coffee because it was free and they'd get iced coffee in the winter. And I was like, are you mad?
Well, so we need to give our opinions on this thing. So ladies first, which would you prefer? Would you prefer hot soup in the summer or iced Americano in the winter?
Well, I hate iced coffee, so that's, you know,
pretty simple, yeah.
That's kind of a full stop right there. I really don't like iced coffee. But if I did like iced coffee, I think I probably would enjoy it in the winter, because I think I'm a pretty diehard fan of things. Like, I love hot coffee and I will drink it in the summer, even when it's 38 degrees. I'll also have hot soup, especially the soup, because the flavor, I don't know if you agree with this, but the flavor and texture of food and drinks changes when it gets hotter or colder. Like, do you know what I mean when I say that liquid feels kind of almost thinner when it's hot? Do you know what I mean?
I think I do. I think I know what you mean, yes.
You got to pay attention to these things. Like, very hot water, if it's kind of like cold water feels thicker and not slimier, but the texture changes.
I've spent my whole life not thinking about this.
if you heat food up in the microwave, right? Before you heat it up, it will be kind of gloopy, right?
Yeah.
And then when you heat it up, it will get kind of almost thinner. Thinner isn't the right word for liquid, but I don't know what the right word is. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean, because I reheated some food last night. So yeah, that is what happened. So you would choose the hot soup in summer?
Yeah, because if it's supposed to be hot, if it's supposed to be eaten hot and it's not something like gazpacho, like Spanish cold soup, and I know there is a Korean cold noodle soup, then that's the way it was intended. So the flavor is going to change. So you've got to do it justice.
Sorry, would you drink iced Americano in summer?
Yeah, but I'm very fussy. The conditions have to be right. You have to drink it immediately, because if it gets too, if you leave it for too long, the ice will water it down and dilute it. And the same goes with hot food. Like, it can't be too hot, because if it's too hot, you can't taste the food properly. Does anybody know what I mean listening? You know what I mean? Like, it kind of loses flavor if it's too hot.
Yes.
So, as you can see, I'm very fussy. My sister makes fun of me for being a fusspot.
No, that's totally okay. That's totally okay. I totally and passionately disagree with you. not that passionately, but...
Do you even like iced coffee?
I like iced coffee. It's okay. I mean, it's not what I pick when I go to a coffee shop, but...
Mm-hmm. What about tea?
I don't like cold tea.
No. I mean, you drink hot tea, right?
Yeah, I drink hot tea. Not that often.
So would you drink it in the summer?
Yeah, I drink hot coffee in like every single day, whether it's hot or cold, I don't care.
See, there you go. So why are you arguing for iced coffee in the winter?
Because I've misunderstood the question. My understanding is this question is almost like, would you rather be too hot or too cold? And I would definitely rather be too cold than too hot.
Oh my God, I couldn't disagree more. Like, this morning, I got up early and went all the way to the gym. And it's quite far, because it's quite far from my new house. And I'm not going to lie, I went there mostly for the sauna. I love the sauna. I love being really, really, really hot.
I don't like saunas, so I think I might have mentioned this to you before, that I don't know why, but I get dehydrated really, really easy.
And do you mean in the sauna or just generally in life?
Just generally in life. And
you can take water into the sauna.
Well, I think that's probably where I'm going wrong. But yeah, I feel I would much rather be too cold, because my attitude about being too hot or being too cold is that... If you're too cold, you can, for example, put the heating on, or you can put a jumper on or something like that.
That's true.
If it's the middle of summer.
That's true.
And it's really hot, you can't do as many things to adjust your temperature.
That's true. Actually, I do know what you mean, because one of my favorite feelings is in the winter. I love it when it's really, really cold outside, but I am really, really warm. So I've got my thermals on. I've got multiple layers on. I've got a thermos of tea in my backpack. I love that feeling. And yeah, in the summer, it can be pretty miserable when there's nothing you can do. I mean, you can't strip naked in public. And then you're totally dependent on your environment. Like, you need air conditioning, you need a fan. So yeah, I do know what you mean. I think being too anything is annoying.
This is true. I wouldn't say I would enjoy having iced Americano in the winter, but I would dislike having hot soup in the summer more, I think.
Okay.
So...
Apparently, though, have you heard? Apparently, it's actually better in terms of cooling down I don't know if this is correct, but something about in the hot weather, if you drink something cold, it lowers your body temperature, which is going to make the outside temperature feel even warmer, higher.
Yes.
So if you drink something hot, actually, it doesn't make you feel as hot because you're already, there's less of a contrast, if that makes sense. I don't know if there's any science behind that or whether I'm talking crap, but.
If I were to guess about that, I mean, maybe it's because we are warm-blooded, you know.
Yeah, we're not lizards.
We are warm-blooded creatures. Inside our body, like, normal temperature is, I don't know, like, body temperature is like 36 degrees or something like that. So we're not cold-blooded, so that might be why, I don't know.
They're not reptiles, yeah.
No. This isn't the this or that we're doing, but I hate cold showers. I will only have hot showers, and I would never have a cold shower because it just is horrid.
Interesting, because today after the sauna, I had a cold shower, a very cold shower, because I love going from hot to cold. And I talk to my students, and apparently in Korean saunas, they do this as well. So I go in the sauna, I have really, really hot, come out, have a freezing cold shower, and then get into the very hot jacuzzi.
Your body has no idea what's going on.
No, oh, I love it. Apparently it's really good for you. It shocks your, it's good for your immune system, something about the red blood cells, like it shocks your system because it then has to work really hard to heat yourself up. So it, apparently old people do it as a way to boost their immune system.
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting. We probably need to wrap this one up. So we have given our opinions as to which is better, hot soup in the summer or iced Americano in the winter.
Mm.
But this podcast, we want it to not just be about our opinions. We want to hear from you guys. So please, in the strongest language that you can.
Without swearing.
Oh, all right then. And so in the comments, please give your opinion. Which would you prefer? And we can all have a big debate in the comments. And that will be a fun way to improve our English, I feel. What do you think, Dahlia?
I have a feeling people are going to find it difficult to pick a side because, as I said, as far as I know, in Korea, both happen. People drink hot soup in the... Because, you know, so much food in Korea is hot, liquidy food, right? It's not like in Europe where they have sandwiches for lunch. So I reckon a lot of people are going to say, I love both.
This would be interesting. I mean, I hope I've made it clear. I don't actually particularly hate either, and I don't love either, but I would rather be too cold than too hot. So that's how I've picked mine. So
fair enough. Well, I remember my sister's ex-boyfriend was Australian and he felt very strongly on this topic because it's so hot that he was like, in Australia, they only serve beers in half pints because it's just, by the time you've had half a pint, it's already warm.
Oh, God. Well, the British beer comes warm. Like, so.
I remember once I was at a music festival when I was 15 and I'll never forget it. There was a sign, like an advert for a bar, and they, you know, they were trying to make clear that they have chilled beer, and it said warm beer is like drinking from a Roman soldier's armpit. I was like, very accurate.
That would be a good this or that. Which would you rather drink, a warm beer or a Roman soldier's armpit?
I mean, warm beer, I just think, is one of the worst things in the world ever.
I agree with you. That's, I mean, I would rather not drink warm beer and, like, drink nothing at all.
Wow, that's a pretty strong statement.
I know it is, especially for a British person. Like, that's really bad. I'm sad I've said that now.
Have you ever done that thing where you put beer in the freezer, when you buy it room temperature and you put it in the freezer and then you forget about it and it explodes?
I put it in the freezer, but I always remember it. Luckily, we've had no explosions.
Really? Every
yet.
Time?
It's beer. I'm never going to forget that.
Fair enough.
Okay, so it was lovely to see you, Dahlia, and good to broadcast to all of our listeners. I hope you're all doing great, and I will see everyone in the next one.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.